tuned in to the Roto Experts.
This is the Roto Experts! Alongside the fantasy executive, Corey Parson, Wall Street Matt Modica, I am Greg Sussman. Gentlemen, an hour shorter, a person shorter, we're back together again. Little update here. Roto Experts update, we should call it.
Let's do it.
Is your mic on? You are unbelievable. Day one.
Son, they didn't have my mic. Son, they got me messed up, son.
Day one. They got segment me,
Greg,
one.
They got me messed up, Greg. They booby-trapped my microphone. They trying to slow the fantasy executive down.
They succeeded.
They booby-trapped my microphone. I don't know what's going on.
They succeeded. There you go.
What is the guy? I'm sitting over here now.
Xavier Rhodes is not the fantasy exec.
Rhodes closed.
I'm not as talented as Marvin Jones Jr.
No, that's
Antonio
true.
Brown
all you do
close
is tell him
me.
How much he sucks. And, you know, well, there you
I
go.
Had to backtrack that yesterday.
You sure did. Wall Street Matt Modica, it's a pleasure. What's going on?
Oh, it's a good day. I'll say that. A little recharge, a little refresh.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, and look, this is, it's terrific Tuesday, and, you know, this is put up or shut up time.
Yeah, it's put up or shut up time as week 12 is officially in the books. I'm going to be honest with everybody. I kept my promise.
What's your promise?
I was not going to watch this horrible game last night.
Okay.
I didn't. I feel great about it.
All right, I'm cool with that.
Did you watch the game last night?
No, I did not.
I did watch, but, you know, casually.
But you didn't really watch either, because this is the problem with football. Forget the oversaturation or whatever. But, like, when you put this crap on at the end of the week, like, I have things to do.
Well, the one thing I did learn from the game is DeAndre Hopkins is good at football.
Yeah, no, he's not bad. He's not bad. One of the only plays I saw was him just running 50 yards, like, with one hand. Like the old Akeem Nicks score, just one hand, like, out here holding the ball.
That is the old Akeem Nicks.
Yeah, I mean, he had guys draped on him. They knew the ball was going to him, and he still caught it.
Well, listen, like, doesn't that show you, I don't remember who tweeted this out. It might have been Florida, to be honest with you, that, like, just how bad Brock Osweiler is. Like, right, Tom Savage, as bad of a quarterback as he is, and he's not good, he understands the concept of getting the ball to his best player. And Brock Osweiler just did not, right? Like, 7-for-125, I know I was super nervous when it came to DeAndre Hopkins with the Tom Savage injury. We did a bunch of either-ors regarding him. And I was very nervous about what would happen. And what's happened is nothing. He just continues to dominate. It's been great.
Yeah, D-Hop beast every single week. So, I mean, look, he's the guy that fell. He was like a late second round, even early third.
You can get
third.
Him third.
He was third, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, so, and I got him in like one or two spots. I was definitely afraid of the Tom Savage experiment.
DeAndre Hopkins ultimately next year is going to be a first round pick, as he should be, because that's the type
of talent he is. You know what I'm saying? He can continue to get those targets. Watson should be back and on top next year. So I look forward to having D Hop the spots where I got him. I am already secured. Weeks 14, 15, and 16.
There you go. All right, we'll take a break. We'll talk more about this Monday Night Football game. Matt can tell us exactly what happened. And we'll get into it. Also, we're going to get into Michael Crabtree, and he gets to leave surprising suspensions and a whole lot more. So Roto Experts, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
This is giving me flashbacks from when I was a teenager in Staten Island with the pushback hair, the gold chain.
Severely enhanced.
Yeah. Straight out punk.
What we got, Sussman?
Straight out punk. Oh, God. All right, I wanted to mention some Monday Night Football stuff. The Ravens won this game.
Shout out to the Ravens.
Headed toward the playoffs, I guess.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
That's Saturday afternoon.
Well, that's going to be a boring day, boy. Ravens. I hope it's a good college basketball game
Titans,
going or something.
Get ready.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Ravens and Titans, get pumped. College basketball did not go well yesterday, Corey.
Terps lost
to Syracuse, Mike Floria, in case you were wondering. Floria and I were going to bet on that game, so thankfully we did not bet on that game. It was very frustrating. I was yelling angrily, and I was getting yelled at for yelling. It's a whole process. all right. So I got a text message from Matt Wodica last night, Corey.
Yeah.
You know what it said?
What did it say?
It said, very succinct, it said, Lamar Miller.
F him.
F Matt.
No, Lamar Miller.
Why would you? Why would you say that?
Because what is he doing scoring this time of year?
Well, the fact is, Lamar Miller, pretty good. You know,
pretty
Lamar,
good is what?
Pretty good at doing his thing, I guess. I don't know what to tell you. I feel like
you're a Lamar Miller guy. Are you a Lamar Miller owner? Are you satisfied?
Am I satisfied?
I think where he ended up being at the end of
I think
the
I am.
Season,
yeah.
You really can't complain.
I think I am. There's only been two games all year where he didn't have double-digit PPR points.
All right.
Doesn't that make you satisfied of him?
I mean, if you want to, listen, if that's your guy, you drafted him, right. You're getting these points from him every week,
well, listen,
you're satisfied with him, I can't win with him.
Listen, we drafted him in the fifth round, right, of GSC, and I sat there, and I was like, cool, I sat right next
that's
to
your
you,
man.
And I said, I'm going to draft Lamar Miller. And we've sat here, and I'm looking at his points every week. He gets double-digit carries every single week. He puts up basically the same amount of yardage, 50 to 70 yards every single week. A couple touchdowns every single, you know. I think I'm okay with it. Is it crazy that I'm okay with Lamar Miller?
Is that team going to the playoffs?
No.
No, yeah.
But
I don't think it's Lamar Miller's
fault. It's not Lamar Miller's fault. We're hot. We're the hottest team.
Lamar Miller didn't help it.
We're the hottest team in this league, I'll tell you that.
Y'all are playing good.
We're the hottest team in this league. And it's not close, to be honest with you. It's unbelievable.
Do you have a shot at making the playoffs?
No. Like, we had on our benches, we had Kyle Rudolph, Cooper Kupp, Robbie Anderson, Jermaine Kearse, and Kenyon Drake.
Who's the fall guy?
And we still won.
Florio or Stanford?
It's all of us.
Well, you can blame one.
It's all of us because it was one week where the two of them, I think all three of us might have been hungover, and then we forgot to make a change that we all said we wanted to make, and we lost because of that change. And now we're not going to the playoffs because of that change.
You always got to have a designated
Sunday morning person. Our bench this week outscored our starting lineup, and our starting lineup put up 143. And I'm just like, wow. You are impressive, Greg. You are impressive. On the year, Lamar Miller has 655 yards rushing. He could get 1,000, Corey.
Okay, yeah, he could get
a 1,000 yards rushing.
I just don't know if the offense without Watson is dynamic enough to support DeAndre Hopkins and 1,000-yard back. And if it is, you know what? Good for him.
Well, here's the interesting thing.
Don't do it for me. Don't try to talk me into him.
Actually, that wasn't even my next question. My next question was very interesting because next year with Deshaun Watson back, the Texans are going to be the trendiest of everything, right? Deshaun Watson, DeAndre Hopkins, and J.J. Watt comes back, and Whitney Mercilus comes back. Everybody's going to pick the Texans to go to the Super Bowl. Like I'm not even going to say go to the playoffs. The Texans are going to be your trendy Super Bowl pick next year with Watson and Hopkins and Watt and Mercilus all back. But in fantasy football, the trendy pick from the Texans is going to be Deontay Foreman. Because he's the young back that showed something before he got hurt. And Lamar Miller will be 27 next year. Maybe an old 27, but 27.
Yeah, but the one thing with everybody you mentioned on this Texans team, everybody's coming back from injuries.
Every one of them.
Every one of them. I mean, and look, Watt has been...
Except for Hopkins, obviously.
Been a tremendous player. But what kind of a player is he going to be when he comes back going forward?
For another surgery.
You know, even with Watson, there's got to be a little slight concern until you see how the knee is. Because, I mean, that was a pretty devastating injury. He suffered as well. Foreman's coming off of an injury, so... I get it. Look, we're in wonder of Watson and what he did and how this offense was just rolling. And now it's not rolling.
And again, next year it'll be trendy. Next year you'll get into Deontay Foreman. I'm already, Corey, excited for when he gets overdrafted.
Yeah, I can see maybe some overdrafting going for him. I still think he's a middle round guy in that RB2 flex conversation, but he's going to have a tremendous amount of upside. So I can see people getting back in on Foreman. you know, because the offense should be better next season. Then Bill O'Brien, Deshaun Watson saved him. So he'll have his gig. He's supposed to be this big offensive guru. Watson's going to have to carry that and join him and Hopkins. So you feel what I'm saying? The Miller's going to be out of favor altogether. But if he's back on the team, it could be like a situation like we see with Derrick Henry and DeMarco Murray.
Correct.
Where he'd be like, no matter how much you like this cat, I'm giving the ball to my dude that's been here for a minute.
Absolutely. I mean, it's absolutely true. We'll see how that works out next year. It's something we'll have to worry about next year. On the other side, a lot of people like Bruce Ellington with Will Fuller out, Matt. Ellington last night just 3 for 29, while Braxton Miller was actually the one that stepped up. For Tommy Savage, 5 for 43. Annoying for Bruce Ellington owners. That's all it is.
Yeah, I mean, after Hopkins, it's just, you know, you're taking a shot in the dark. I know Ellington has been, I think he had like 16 targets the two prior games before this. But still, it's DeAndre Hopkins, and you know everybody gets the crumbs.
So I told you in our GST league, we wound up starting Danny. We wound up not starting Robbie Anderson and not starting Cooper Kupp, and instead we started Danny Woodhead because we thought it was against the Texans. Again, there, Joe Flacco, we thought it was going to pass quite a bit, and a lot of those would go to Danny Woodhead. Last night, Danny Woodhead had 4 catches and 4 carries. The carries go for 22 yards. The receptions go for 23 yards. This isn't exactly what you're looking for, Matt, when it comes to Danny Woodhead.
No, not yet. And wasn't it, who's the other running back that pushed into the end
zone? Buck Allen.
Buck Allen, of all people. Buck Allen is not dead, I guess. But, you know, look, it's not what you wanted on a per-snap basis. You know, he seems to get it done, but he needs to be more involved. He needs to be catching more passes for you to get that production. Will they ramp that up? Hopefully so, if you own them and stuff. But it's, you know, still right now, it's a risky start.
Yeah, it's a risky start. It's not as, I think, cut and dry as we wanted it to be by this point. And that's because, let's be real, the Ravens' offense is terrible. And there is no better example than this week, than last night. You had Joe Flacco against the Houston Texans. The Houston Texans secondary, Corey, lets up 1 billion yards and 1 billion points
about
every
that
game.
Yep.
Joe Flacco threw for 0 touchdowns last night. 140 yards and 0 touchdowns.
Yeah, but does it make a difference if that team is going to the playoffs? Nothing is going to change offensively. Harbaugh going to keep doing it. They're going to keep rolling it out there just like that. Listen, the Baltimore Ravens offense is, I talked about this way back in August. You know what I'm saying? And apparently, everybody had wax in their ears. You feel what I mean? Why do you go to Baltimore for fantasy production?
Sure.
It's too risky.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What you going to pick up these bum-ass wide receivers, Macklin, and what's the other kid named
Mike Wallace?
Washed. You know what I mean? Joe Flacco, toast. Like I was eating this morning. Same thing. He's not elite. He's a bum. Not a bum, but he's not elite. And for fantasy purposes, what do you average, like 14 fantasy points a game? You can't get it done like that, Joe Flacco. You know what I mean? And you look at the rest. The running back situation has been a mess since Ray Rice ain't been there no more. They don't pay nobody. The O-line stinks. You feel what I'm saying? They be like, let's just play defense and will our way to the sixth seed every year. And I'm sick of it.
You speak of the run.
It's the same AFC North. That's the dollar store division. You feel what I'm saying? That's the dollar general division. Those teams are not going to spend no money.
Except for the Steelers.
And Steelers don't spend money either.
Steelers spend money. Antonio Brown got paid. Le'Veon Bell's
well,
gonna get paid.
Pay.
Big Ben got paid.
Yeah, well, that's true.
These guys got paid.
Yeah, no, they the Steelers do. But then
well,
the Steelers
the
win.
Steelers got to pay Bell still, right?
They franchise them.
The upcoming.
Yes.
But the Ravens are, once again, trending to that 9-7 record. It looks right on cue. You know, Detroit at Pittsburgh the next two, but then Cleveland, Indianapolis, and Cincinnati. So.
Alex Collins last night, 16 for 60 and a touchdown. So, Corey, I mean, you called out the run game. Alex Collins got it done.
Yeah, no, Alex Collins, like I said, you know what I mean? Brian knows what I told him. I don't fool with Baltimore Raven running backs. I didn't pick him up, didn't spend a dime on him. He was an afterthought. I wish I had him in a couple of spots because I'd be 100% honest with you. He might go in my lineup over damn Kareem Hunt.
Well, but here's the thing. We're going to talk about Kareem Hunt live on YouTube in a moment. It's not going to be sorry about. The problem with Alex Collins is always your problem with every running back, Matt. It's the same problem as a Jordan Howard, that you're going to get 60 yards, say with Joe Mixon. You're going to get 60 yards or you're going to get a touchdown because he's not going to do anything in the passing game.
Yeah, that's why I'm always targeting those guys that do something in the passing game. And it was my argument going back, you know, a month or more, about why I liked Ingram better than Howard. It's Ingram could just get you double-digit points on his pass catching alone. But now Ingram has pretty much become a runner. He's not catching passes anymore.
That's Alvin Kamara. That's because I'm not Kamara. All right. When we take a break, we're going to come back. We're going to go live on YouTube. And we're going to talk about what you're talking about. And that's Kareem Hunt. I know Corey's felt let down by him. I felt let down by him after trading for him. And Matt literally said he will die for him. We'll talk about Kareem Hunt when we come back. It's the Roto Experts here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
My name is Greg Sussman. To my right, it's the fantasy executive, Corey Parson.
Bang.
To my left, it is Walshy Matt Modica. And I'm excited to be in the middle. Seems very embrace debatey, but this is kind of what I am. Might as well call me Molly Quirm. Do you like that reference?
Yeah, I like it.
Yep.
I don't. Let me see your legs.
Nope.
All right.
I don't want to see your legs. Nope. So, with that being said, and transitioning past that, I want to get into what you're talking about, which obviously is the downfall of Kareem Hunt. Matt, you have said many occasions from beginning to end, this will be the hill you die on. And we made fun of Joe Piscopia earlier last week because he basically said, listen, I'm going to ride or die with my guys, and that includes Jordy Nelson. I'm not going to cut Jordy Nelson. I'm going to die on that hill. I was like, what are you doing? Jordy Nelson should not be in your starting lineup. He could be cut safely. Like, I, you know, do what you got to do. And that's a hill he was willing to die on. You have said repeatedly, through Kareem Hunt's struggles, you expect him to turn it around. And if not, this is how you will lose, going with Kareem Hunt. Corey, you've gone in a different direction. You're just like, listen, I had a 7-game winning streak to start this year.
Yeah.
I've now lost 4 in a row. And a lot of that falls on the back of Kareem Hunt because you won because of Kareem Hunt. Now you're losing because of Kareem Hunt. You have said you will not be afraid to take Kareem Hunt out of your lineup this week and put in somebody else.
I'm willing to do it.
So, I want to get into both sides of this. Matt, we're going to start with you. Why are you, at this point, week 13, you're trying to make the playoffs. You're trying to get in. You are desperate. Why now are you going to be like, let's be honest, the word that comes to my mind is stubborn about this and just leave this dude in your lineup?
I mean, am I being that stubborn? I'm looking at the talent. I know, look, things have gone awry. They came off the bye at the Giants, thought that was a good matchup, you know, especially getting that week off. It, you know, didn't really translate. Buffalo was a major disappointment at home. I really, you know, giving up 200 yards or so the last 2 or 3 weeks, you know, really getting shredded versus the run, and they pretty much devoured the run. They would not, you know, I'm a little perplexed what the hell's going on there and what Andy Reid's doing, but I'm going to ride with a guy that's pretty much gotten you 10 points every week, except for this past week, where it was like 3 points or something in the PPR. He's pretty much giving you that floor of 10 points, and he has the upside to win you the week. I think at some point this team gets back on track. There's too many talented players. I mean, when you have a threesome of Kelsey, Tyreek Hill, and Kareem Hunt, and let's forget this. I mean, Kareem Hunt is a very talented player, and I'm not going to run away from that and put a substandard player in there and miss out and either not win my league, not get the high score, miss out on the playoffs. It's not going to happen. I mean, I'd rather die on that hill with a guy that should touch the ball. Hopefully Andy Reid goes back to the drawing board and gets it working again.
Corey?
I don't trust Andy Reid enough. This thing is ridiculous. This thing with Andy Reid, this is ridiculous. And I went on a rant yesterday. A month ago, he was the damn coach of the year.
Sure.
A month later, I'm looking at this stupid-ass shovel pass, Greg. How long has he been running this stupid-ass shovel pass?
As long as I know.
It don't work. You feel what I'm saying? You're going to throw the shovel pass, slam the kid to the back of the offensive line. He is not game planning this thing right. He's not scheming it right. They are not getting it done. They're doing a major disservice to Kareem Hunt, Tyreek Hill, the skilled players on that team, and their fantasy owners. I cannot safely say that I can put this guy back in my starting lineup this week. Full disclosure, I'll be honest with you. It's going to be a lot of tough decisions because I might start Austin Ekeler over the guy. That's where insane. I'm at. How's that insane? Man, oh, he's putting up more fantasy points.
Remember, I'm going to give you a perfect for instance. Remember after week two, you're like, I'm going to cut Jimmy Graham and put Luke Wilson.
No doubt.
I understand you're fed up. But the guy has given you a floor of double digits, 10 points. Except for this
Ekeler's doing the same thing recently. He's doing the same thing, Ekeler.
Look, I had Ekeler in the lineup this week. I had really no other choice, in my opinion. And he's gotten like double digit points the last couple of weeks, but he's got Melvin Gordon ahead of him. It's still Kareem Hunt's job.
Kareem Hunt got Andy Reid ahead of him. You feel what I'm saying? And it's not working right now.
Okay, but how many games has he played? He's got one game that's not double digits. That's a beautiful floor.
So let me get involved here. You bring up Andy Reid a lot, right? That Andy
because he's the one that's
Andy
effing
Reid
it up.
And the stupid shovel pass and Andy Reid for getting the running back. The crazy thing is, this is not a thing we haven't seen before, right? As somebody that's owned Brian Westbrook, and I'm sure you are as well.
Brian Westbrook, LeSean McCoy, Jamal Charles. You feel what I'm saying? He goes away from these guys.
He does. He does. We've seen it year after year after year where he allows these running backs to carry him into the later weeks of the season and then forgets about them. And Andy Reid has admitted it. He admitted it with LeSean McCoy, with Jamal Charles, with Brian Westbrook, and then last week admitted it with Kareem Hunt. I have to do a better job of getting the ball to my playmakers. I can't let Kareem Hunt, LeSean McCoy, so on and so forth, get just 10 touches. And what happens, he continually lets him do that. But the other thing, which you also know, Matt, is that the running back is the running back, right? Like, LeSean McCoy didn't lose his job. Jamal Charles didn't lose his job. Brian Westbrook didn't lose his job. Kareem Hunt's not... He's going to be there. He's going to be the guy. And when people point out that he wasn't in there the last 2 minutes of the half of the game, he hasn't been there all year. I mean, that's sure Kendrick West's role.
Yeah, no,
so it doesn't bother me in any way. But Kareem Hunt, I'm not necessarily worried about anything, because I think theoretically the floor should be up here, right? Like, he's not leaving the field. He's going to get the touches. The problem is they haven't gotten into the red zone. And, you know, Corey may want to blame Andy Reid. I think he has to blame Alex Smith.
Well, you see, the thing with Alex Smith is, like, a couple of weeks back, he was leading the NFL in deep passes, deep passing yards. I mean, he was throwing. I don't know what happened to this offense, and I figured it would be corrected coming out of the bye. It obviously has not. But they're facing the Jets. I know last time at the Meadowlands, they had a 1-8 Giant team that they lost to. But I'm still going to bet. I'm going to go with a guy that's giving me a floor of 10 points. That's a nice floor to have. And a guy that can win you the week. The other thing they haven't had is opportunities inside the five. When you don't have those opportunities, it's tough to score touchdowns. But this week, that could all change. And if he scores two touchdowns and, you know, rushes for 100 yards, that's a hell of a week you're going to have. And that's going to help you either get into the playoffs, win your division, put up the high points for the season.
But, Matt, look at the rushing yards since week 6. 21, 87, 46, 37, 73, 17. Catching 3 or 4 balls a week make it a little bit better. That's why you're getting over the double-digit points in PPR. The people in standard, they got to be pulling their damn hair out. Because the dude in a standard league, the dude ain't give you double digits since damn week 7. You feel what I'm saying? He's barely scoring double-digit points. That's all he's really doing is getting you to 10. He hasn't been, he's been mediocre since week 7. The Kareem Hunt teams are dying right now. And here we are in week 13, and we got to make this decision in week effing 13. These teams are fighting for playoff position.
I mean, but what about, like, Jordan Howard? Are you not going to play Jordan Howard this week? He's got, you know, one more point in the last since week 6.
But Jordan Howard only
gets rushing yards.
I feel you, but he's not trending in the wrong direction. Hunt is trending in the wrong direction.
I mean, what has Jordan Howard really done? I mean, he'll have a game every couple of weeks. He's had like 3 games where he's had 130 yards or more, maybe. Some like 3 monster games. But otherwise, he's pretty much tied to that touchdown. If he doesn't score a touchdown, you're basically getting
Kareem
points.
Hunt don't score touchdowns either, though.
He hasn't, but he's still getting you double. And now if they haven't had opportunities inside the 5. Kareem Hunt is still, in my opinion, a very talented runner. It's not like
I feel what you're
it's
saying.
It's not like he's not good anymore. And he, you know,
but I'm not. It's not. It's not the player. It's the personnel. It's the coach. It's what they're doing with the offense right now. Listen, Jordan Howard, even in the PPR from week 6 to 12, is running back 15. Well, your man is your man Hunt. You know, my guy too is running back 30.
I'm looking maybe at something different here, but
I'm looking at points per game in the PPR. You know, that's the standard. My bad. I was about to say, wow, he really did drop down there that low. Jesus
Kareem
Christ,
Hunt
really
is still since week six running back number 24. So it's not like he he's running back 45.
But it is 24, right? There's okay.
But look, he did pop.
Do me a favor.
We did not expect him to be
Matt Forte. Is playing better ball. Isaiah Crowell is playing better ball. Austin Eckler is playing better ball. Jamal Miller is playing better ball. You feel what I'm saying?
And I'm going to start Kareem Hunt over all of those guys this week, and I think you're probably going to do the same thing.
Are you saying Austin Eckler?
When push comes to shove, when you got to hit that submit button on Sunday, you're putting Kareem Hunt in there.
I'm not saying you're locked up.
If your season's on the line, you're not riding on Austin Eckler over Kareem Hunt. I can guarantee
you. Austin Eckler's more involved in the offense right now. Even with a guy in front of him, the system, the scheme that they got, the winning football games now is working better. He's catching three to five passes a week also. He's been getting lucky with touchdowns, but this week coming up, let's take Eckler for example. This week, they got the Cleveland Browns.
They got the Jets.
Corey,
it's true too.
Corey, I want to be real with you for a second.
Yeah,
that's right. There's no way you're going to start Austin Eckler.
I can't say that.
He made a really good example of Luke Wilson and Jimmy Graham. There's no way you're actually going
to.
I understand
the frustration. You have every right to be frustrated.
Yeah.
Look, people are angry at Crabtree for actually standing up like a man and defending himself. He had no choice.
I get it.
But he's got for two games. And, I know Greg has him everywhere.
It's infuriating.
I haven't been a big league.
We're talking about that in a little bit, no doubt. But I want to ask you, being totally real, let's take Austin Eckler out of it. There's no way you, sir, Corey Parsons, the fantasy executive.
I'm considering Rex Burkhead. I'm considering these guys
hold
this
on.
Week.
Hold
because
on.
Because I don't know what Andy Reid is going to do. He's effing it up. And I'm sick of him.
Let's take Austin Eckler out of it. Please. I want to bring Rex Burkhead in because that's a much better example than Austin Eckler. Austin Eckler is the back. Austin Eckler is the backup running back. You're not going to start him over Kareem Hunt. Rex Burkhead is not, right? Rex Burkhead is a co-starter. He's 1A in New England. That is a lot more realistic than starting Austin Eckler. Would you, in all seriousness, start Rex Burkhead?
I would seriously consider Rex. Right? If I had to submit the
right
lineup
now,
right
today,
now, it'd be Rex Burkhead over Kareem Hunt.
Do you believe him?
I think he's angry right now. He has every right to be. I'm going down. If I'm going down, I'm going down.
But Matt, why though?
If I'm winning,
why?
Leagues,
let us
I'm
know you're going to start Kareem Hunt in week 13. 844-843-6879. Are you with Corey? Are you with Matt? Let us know. We'll open the phone lines next.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Taking your calls at 844-843-6879. I want to know what side of the debate you fall on. Matt Modica willing to die on the Kareem Hunt Hill, or Corey Parson considering guys like Austin Eckler, like Rex Burkhead, like Kenyon Drake over Kareem Hunt.
Matt, what I don't understand is, right, Why are you so willing to let this dude sink you in week 13? Because you, because that's been your man all season? I think at this point of the year, we take the strip the name off the back of the jersey. Son is playing like a damn fullback right now. They're using him like he's like he's the fullback. Like he wear number 42. You feel what I'm saying? He is not getting it done. I understand he's talented. I don't think it's a rookie wall. It's the Andy Reid wall. What I can't understand is why with the money on the line. Matt, if you look at the teams where you have Kareem Hunt, and your position from where you could finish this weekend and where you could end up this weekend is Andy Reid screwing around with this guy, with this rotation. Is it worth losing that kind of bread on a player that is clearly not getting it done right now? I don't think it's worth it.
He's had one week. He's had one terrible week. Otherwise, he's giving you that floor. Let's look at the last four
weeks. Who's the other RB on these teams? I got to know the other RB on these teams.
Okay, we can get to that in a second. I want to look at the last 4 weeks of LeSean McCoy. 2.5 points. This is PPR. 9 points. He had that big 25.6 and then 11.9. I mean, nobody's saying I'm gonna sit down LeSean McCoy. He had one good week. He basically, what did he get you besides that one good week in those last, in the three other ones? You know, but that's a name value. Kareem Hunt has been there. It hasn't been. We got spoiled. We saw that 46-point night on week one. Is he going to be that good? No, but he's going to be very good. And the opportunities that he has on that team. And if they do get inside the five and he does get chances at touchdown, which he has not had, but I'm not sitting this talent for Rex Burkhead, who I love.
In that same span that you're talking about, LeSean McCoy ran for 151 yards in one game. He had another game with 6 catches for 22 yards. He had another game where he had 4 catches. Another game where he had 2 touchdowns in one game. He had the game against the Clippers where he ran for 114 yards. Kareem Hunt is not putting up nowhere near this kind of number. It's not the talent of the player. It's the fact that they don't know what they're doing with him right now. One thing about Shady, you know Shady going to be out there every week getting it done because Andy Reid is not his head coach anymore.
He's had Kareem Hunt numbers 3 of the last 4 weeks. He had one good week against the Clippers.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to prove that point. I mean, look,
22 carries, 4 catches. Kareem Hunt is not getting 22 carries. He's not even getting the 4 catches no more. The one bad week he had against New Orleans, who was damn good playing defense, he had 8 for 49 that week, but he still gave you 3 catches, which is not much. You feel what I'm saying?
Look at his four 12 rushes, 25 yards. 8 rushes, 49 yards. The one game that you're talking about against the Clippers, he had like a 75-yard touchdown run. That he had 13 for 140 for 114. Look at the other 12, and what did he have? 12 for 40? For 40.
His coach is not going to leave him out the game plan.
Okay, look, Andy Reid's got to win this week, right? They have to win this game.
Did we say that last week?
Falling. Yeah, okay. But at some point, do we think Andy Reid's done as a coach?
No.
Does anybody on this table think that?
No.
So I got to think at some point, the light bulb's got to go on. They got to figure something out. Kareem Hunt is going to get the touches. All I care about in PPR is I want the backs that can run, catch the ball, and get touches. I don't care if it's carries, if it's receptions, and hopefully they get some goal line plays.
844-843-6879, 844-843-6879. Let's go to Mark in New Jersey. What's going on, Mark?
Mark.
Speechless.
Mark, you have left. You officially have left Mark speechless. All right, we don't have Mark. Let's go to Randy in Canada then. Randy, what's going on? Do we have nobody?
Listen. These are the Kareem Hunt owners. They can't even talk right now. The Kareem Hunt owners are so disgusted that their vocal cords have locked up on them. But let me tell you something. If Andy Reid ruined this football season for me, Greg, it's going to be I'm going to send a letter.
You can send a letter to Andy.
I'm going to send a letter to Andy Reid.
I will
write it right here, sitting on this damn set on the Roto Experts in the morning. If Andy Reid screwed this up and he don't get Kareem Hunt in position and I see that effing shovel pass one more time, I will write Andy Reid a letter and it's going to One Chief's way because I can't lose this fantasy season because of Andy Reid and his stupidness. You feel what I'm saying? He does this too much. Why is he doing this? I can't. No. Rex Burkhead, I'll do it. I'll do Rex Burkhead. I'll do Orleans Darkwa. No, I'm not going to do that.
I really want to do this again on Friday. I want to see if you're actually going to do it. Or listen, Sunday Lineup Block Live.
Lineup Block Live, it's going to be a topic all week. You feel what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
It's going to be something that we're going to have to discuss all week, because this is what all people want to talk about.
How about this? Like, DeMarco Murray. I am terrified to start him. I'm terrified to bench him. But
what are you going to do?
I'm probably going to play him.
What's your other option?
I got to look at that team. I'll tell you in a second. I should know this. I've looked at this team about 1,000 times in the last 2 days. But it's just scary, because he can do nothing and score 2 or 3 touchdowns. And if he's on my bench, you know, I'm going up. I'm fighting in that primetime league. I got Billy Wise, who's an NFC Hall of Famer, I'm facing off for. I'm going for the head-to-head championship. I'm going for the overall points. And I got Mark Ingram, Christian McCaffrey. Those two are in. So DeMarco Murray currently is in my flex. My wide receivers are Diggs, Julio. Right now, DeSean Jackson's in there. Josh Doctson's been, playing footsies with me a little here. I got Rex Burkhead as an option, too. But, I mean, I got to go with Murray, because he seems to get the touchdowns, but he's terrible.
But Burkhead's been hot, and he's your boy.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be a really tough decision for me. And it's frightening. It's like, what do you
do? The thing with Murray is, once again, you know that they're not just going to go away from him. We do not know that with Kareem Hunt. We don't know if they're going to go away from him. You speak about Murray and the touchdowns. Kareem Hunt ain't had a touchdown since week 3. Kareem Hunt ain't scored a touchdown since damn September. You feel what I'm saying? DeMarco Murray scored one on Sunday. Hunt is not getting it done. And it's a lot to do with how they're scheming this offense right now. This offense is going down the tubes. I don't want to be the last guy on the shaking ship.
All I want to say is, up until this past weekend versus the Bills, he's pretty much got you double digits every week. You're not losing because of him.
Man, who else is on these teams? Who's carrying these teams? Because because Hunt can't be the RB1 on these teams no more.
This team, I don't even have Kareem Hunt, so this is not a Kareem Hunt.
The team where you have him, that you're definitely starting him, he cannot be continuing to be the RB1 on these teams right now.
Okay, let's.
He's got to be an RB2 on these teams, and an RB2 is somebody that can be replaced.
Here's my running backs in another team where we were just in first place, and Nelson Susan knocked us out, but we're still fighting.
No, Andy Reid knocked you out.
We're still fighting for the overall and points in that. So we have running backs: Kareem Hunt, Christian McCaffrey, Duke Johnson, Devontae Booker, Jalen Richard. Oh, and that's really it.
844-843-6879. I'll try again with Mark in New Jersey. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
What's
doing
up, Mark? I'm teed up this morning. I'm teed off this morning, Mark.
That makes two of us, Corey.
No doubt. What's going on?
So I got Kareem Hunt in two separate leagues, and honestly, I have to start him in both. Both of those leagues, I've also got Zeke Elliott, who's riding out the suspension, so I'm hoping to be able to make it to the championship in those, and I'm looking at a playoff berth in both leagues, thankfully, but I got to ride it out to the championship so I can get Zeke back in there, but I have to start Kareem Hunt. I'm looking at all the other options, and I just can't pull the trigger on anybody else.
I feel what you're saying, Mark, but you're scared.
I'm scared.
It's scared. It's a scary feeling. You gotta. We're putting our fantasy season on the back of Andy Reid.
Corey,
I'm
scared too. A name you brought up a moment ago. You said Matt Forte isn't better. I have Matt Forte. Am I gonna start Matt Forte this week over Kareem Hunt? I have Matt Forte.
I think that's a decision that we have to make on Sunday morning. Pushing this thing all the way to Sunday morning. I'm not making this Kareem Hunt decision until Sunday morning. This is gonna be the never ending saga the whole week. The whole week. I'm going to go back and forth with this. I'm going to sleep on this. I'm going to pray about it. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. I think at the end of the day, you're going to start Kareem Hunt. I'm just telling you.
Let's see what Randy in Canada has to say about it. What's up, Randy?
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, Corey, I'm all with you, man. I'm scared, too. I don't know what to do. I got Kareem Hunt right now, but I'm flexing him. And he almost cost me a week last week, but luckily it won. But I'm kind of in a situation right now where I'm fighting for a second place and to get a bye. The league I'm in, we got prizes for like second place on points four, but I don't know if I should bench Kareem Hunt this week for Jamal Williams playing Tampa Bay.
There's a great, great question. Jamal Williams against Tampa Bay. You saw what Jamal Williams did last week. Two touchdowns.
He looked like a workhorse. Kareem Hunt, not a workhorse.
Okay. I'm not starting Jamal Williams over Kareem Hunt. Jamal Williams on that man-to-man play, you know, when he caught the ball, and there was nobody there. He outran the defense. He had, what, 21 rushes for like 60 yards? That's basically what he's done in his starts.
I would kill for Kareem Hunt at 21
times. The last time Kareem Hunt ran the ball 22 times, he ran for 46 yards.
So if you get 60 yards, what's the big difference if you rush it, you know, 12 times and get 60 yards rushing?
He's not catching no passes. See, the passes, the receptions are going down. The touches are going down. The snaps are going down. Andy Reid is going down. My fantasy teams are going down. It's Kareem Hunt. It's this Hunt guy. I love the kid. It's my guy. I think he's a tremendous talent. But the coach has lost his damn mind. The team is losing every week. This is a team talking about going to the damn Super Bowl. They might not even make the playoffs, and the Baltimore Ravens get in.
Once again, I'm going to look at what other guys are doing. I mean, I'm not benching this talented kid who's pretty much every single week giving me that floor. He's facing the Jets. Andy Reid, one of the reasons I liked Kareem Hunt was because the Andy Reid running back usually puts up a ton of points in PPR. So I think in, what, a 6-5 team and a must-win, I know we've been saying that, but once again, it's a must-win. I'm rolling all day long with Kareem Hunt.
844-843-6879. We'll take your calls up until the top of this hour, live on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
The award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network is your free fantasy source 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You can catch this show and many others live on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn Radio. Want to listen on your computer at work? Go to fntsy.com/radio or check us out on YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page, where you can ask questions, discuss topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your questions on the air. The number is 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 days a year fantasy sports network of its kind without a subscription. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your fantasy source.
Taking your calls up until the top of this hour. Fantasy executive Wall Street Matt Medina going at it this morning regarding Kareem Hunt. So let us know how you feel, what side of the debate you fall on. Let's go to Brandon, Louisiana. What's going on, Brandon?
Brandon.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
Chilling.
All right, so I'm going to start off with saying that, okay, Corey, you always say that you go with the team that's got their back up against the wall.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's Kansas City.
This is true.
Right? So I think they get their stuff back together. This against the Jets is going to be a competitive game because the Jets make it competitive with everybody. I don't own Hunt, so I can't really speak. I don't really understand how you feel personally.
Yeah. But, it hurts.
But I do think I would like to have Kareem Hunt at this point in the season.
What is it about a Kareem Hunt that you would like at this point in the season? If you're going to go to the playoffs,
he's got the backfield. He's got the whole backfield to himself.
Yeah, but they're not using him properly. Andy Reid is
Michael Murray and Melvin Gordon.
Melvin both Gordon's getting used
touches. Oh no, he's good. He's good, but they're both sharing. I mean, you know, Austin Eckler went off the other week. Melvin Gordon scored, you know, much lower. So, I mean, but Kareem Hunt's going to be the guy in Kansas City whenever they do get a lead.
The matchups recently, it's not like it's been a murderer's row of defenses. It's been Oakland. It's been Dallas. It's been the Giants. It's been Buffalo. These are some of the worst defenses in the NFL versus the run. And the dude is not getting it done.
Sure.
Yeah.
Kansas City's been trashed. But they're going to get it together. They're going to miss the playoffs.
Yeah, they could miss the playoffs.
I got to agree with the caller here. I mean, first off, like I said, my season's on the line, whatever, and all this stuff. You gotta, unless you think Andy Reid is done as a coach, and, you know, Kansas City's not making the playoffs and it's all over, then you bench Kareem Hunt. If you think Andy Reid is still a good coach and the Chiefs, look, we see this in football. Teams are good for a month. They have a bad month. They're good again. It's the Jets. I'm playing this guy. I mean, Christian McCaffrey was able to run, what do you have, like 60 yards rushing. The Jets, as the coach said, Jets make everything close. They make everything, you know, the Jets can't help.
The Buffalo Bills was giving up like 175 rushing yards a game. This week, they ran against them for 17, man.
8-4-4.
You got to throw it all out the window at this point. You have to. I think you got to throw it out the window.
843-687-9844.
Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, Andy Reid.
6-8-7-9. Kenny in Philly, you're up next.
Kenny, what's good? Kenny, I can't deal with it, Kenny.
Where's Scott Engel? We need a voice of reason on this show, Chris.
I believe that's me.
Clearly smoking something today. Oh my gosh, Corey, you are.
Kenny, what are you? Where Kenny, so I'm smoking something because I don't want Andy Reid to ruin my fantasy season, Kenny?
I'm going to give you the tale of two teams. One of the teams I drafted Kareem Hunt, probably in the ninth round. That team started off real hot, of course. I'm 8-4. The other team is on the cusp of making the playoffs at 6-6. But it wasn't totally because of Kareem Hunt. It was because of the athletic roster construction of it. I had Doug Merritt on that team. Like, that tells you what's going on with the team. And if it wasn't for Kareem Hunt, I wouldn't have got off to those two season early lead, and I wouldn't be in the position I am.
And that's great.
Here's the thing, Kenny. If it wasn't for Kareem Hunt, you'd have the playoff spot locked up already.
Yeah, but he's right. I mean, you can't take where he's rode you to 7-0, and then
at this point, it don't matter. The bag is on the line now,
and you're gonna put Austin Eckler over Kareem Hunt. That's insane.
Austin Eckler's getting work right now. Kareem Hunt, it don't look the same. At least I don't got to worry about Austin Eckler catching a damn shovel pass or fumbling a shovel pass and going through that stupidness again. You know what I'm saying? I'm just getting sick of the play calling with Andy Reid. As much as Andy Reid is great and an offensive genius and we like what he does with his running backs, what do we all, the bottom line is at some point in the season, Andy Reid going to be standing his fat ass at the podium talking about, I got to get to touch the ball more.
He already did it. He already did that.
Yeah. And look, I'm going to die as I tweeted out yesterday. He's a sizable part of my portfolio. And it's been a good year up to this date. It all comes down to this Sunday. I'm ride or die.
844-843-6879. And open the phone lines back up in just a little bit. When we come back, we got to talk about Michael Crabtree, because you're going to have to replace him in your lineup, not just this week, but next week. And Corey, I know you have Michael Crabtree everywhere. How are you going to do it? We'll talk about that when we come back. Roto Express on TV next.